15, Monday, September 9th, we'll call the meeting to order of the LOA Board of Appeals. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes from our last meeting, which was May 8th. Everyone had a chance to review the minutes. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
I move we approve the minutes.
As is?
As is.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda, petition from agent for property owners at 601-605 West Briar Lane requesting a 13-foot variance on the side yard setback and a 17.4-foot variance on the rear yard setback to replace garage at 601 to 605 West Briar Lane. Petition was submitted by Thomas M. Wood. Is Thomas here?
No.
Okay.
I'm a representative.
Care to approach and address the group, please?
Good evening. My name is Rob Harris. I'm with Harrison Associates. We're representing the petitioner on this project. If you have any questions, I hope I can answer them sufficiently for you. Are you familiar with what we're requesting? I don't need to explain it.
Why don't you walk through the basics, please?
I can walk through it for you. There's three existing garages on this property. They're located along the southwesterly property line. They're in poor shape and need to be replaced. The owner wishes to replace them with one single long garage, and because of the restraints of the property, it would involve encroaching on the setbacks along Riverside, along the common property line with the tennis club, and then along Andalusia Court. The existing garages are probably an existing non-conforming. Is that the correct way to put that? And we would be, in effect, improving the setback along that common lot line with the tennis club. And then on the other ends, I believe that the area is already paved, so it would not be an increase in the impervious areas.
Okay.
I believe that's about it.
All right. Going through the petition, I saw a handful of things that caught my attention that I wanted to ask about. But I don't know if there's anyone else who needs to address the group before we go to specific questions. Anyone else need to speak?
I've got a question. I just wanted a clarification, if I may.
And you are, sir?
Yes. My name is Robert Fuller, and I own the Del Rio Apartments right in Andalusia Court there.
Where? I'm sorry?
Andalusia Lane, or Court.
Okay.
And we're directly across the street.
This would be the apartments that are that have the new proposal for the garage, and this is where we are. And there's also an owner here from the Andalusia Villas right here, and her name is Karen Klaus. I just wanted a clarification. We like the idea of the improvements, you know, the proposed improvements, but I just wanted to clarify that. And I had to wait to get this verified with Dan, the village inspector, but it was over the phone and not with a plan. And okay. It was after his normal business work week hours. And maybe you can show me on here if you want to come up here.
Sure.
Okay.
If I might just ask again, I didn't see where you were pointing. Are you across Andalusia Court?
Yes.
And okay, what's labeled Fuller Investments?
Correct, that's me.
That's you, okay. And then the lady is from David Claussen?
Yes.
And all? Okay, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Just gives me an indication of.
I think what I'll do is I actually blew up some little prints here so everybody will understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Here we are. Let
me go over here.
And this one's going to be easier for you to see. I blew it up.
All right.
Okay. When I first looked at this, I looked at the bold line around the property, and I thought that that was the street, okay?
That's the street right of way.
Correct. Okay, and that's what Dan had proposed to me. This is the property line here. That darkened dot is actually a pin that I found with a metal detector. If you look, you can see where the driveway approach apron goes to my line that is marked curb.
Yep.
And here we see 13 feet of your encroachment on the setback.
Correct.
Okay. And if I'm doing my math correctly, the edge of that is approximately 35 feet to the curb. So we've still got 35 feet of building setback from the roadway, from not the right-of-way line, but the curb and gutter line. Correct?
That's not considered a setback. That's considered a distance, but the setbacks right. Generally run from the property line.
Yeah. This line now identifies, according to Dan, and through further clarification, this line is identifying the building setback.
Correct. That's where it's measured from.
Right. So your existing building here is on the setback line, and you want to encroach 13 feet. So if I did my math and I drew my line to the curb correctly, that's going to give us approximately 35 feet to the edge of his garage. Am I understanding it?
From the...
Yeah, I don't have... I can't.
I did it to scale, so... Yeah,
I can't confirm your 18, but 18 and 17 is 35.
Right. So that's how it's going to be.
That's what's proposed.
Right. Do you happen to have an elevation profile?
I know that we did a topographic survey of this site. Okay.
In relation to the height of the buildings that are existing there, do you know approximately how high?
Well, they're going to be very similar. Are you talking the height of the building or the floor elevation?
The floor elevation, you're probably going to come up about a foot, correct?
Well, we're pretty limited.
On that side where it's tapered?
We're pretty limited because of the existing parking in this area.
Correct.
I don't believe that the floor elevation is going to change a whole lot.
I don't think so either. I just wanted to verify.
Discussion.
Yeah. I'm not sure they have...
Sir, I'm not sure what you're... Are you saying that the drawing is wrong and that
it
should be 35?
No. I just wanted to clarify that where the measurements were taken from.
Okay.
That everybody's on the same page with that. Okay, and that this line was a setback line and not the...
Not the curb.
Correct, the
okay.
roadway.
Okay.
You can see that dotted line where they're identifying the streets? That's not very indicative of anything. Is that the center line? What is that showing? You know what I mean? So it looked to me like it was a roadway line. Now, it took me a week and a half, unfortunately, to get a chance to talk to Dan, the inspector, so I had to make some assumptions. Well, he called me after hours to try and clarify that, but like I say, it was on the phone, so that's why I'm here.
Okay.
We just thought that if that was the case and you were going to be 17 feet from the curb, that's pushing. And you would have had probably added 30 inches of fill and sloped it to the road. It would have looked out of place. So we're happy with this. I mean, I like the idea. That's all I wanted to do is clarify and verify. What kind of building construction material are you going to use? I was curious. Just siding? Or?
Okay.
I think we're getting a little off track.
Okay. You want me to stay on this one?
I'm sorry?
You want me to stay on this topic?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good. Thank you.
So you have no objection to the request?
No. I just wanted to verify and clarify that that's what's going to happen. So thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else who wants to address the board?
Maybe part of the concern here was with the existing asphalt along Andalusia, that edge of asphalt will not change. So we're not proposing anything closer to the road than what's already there.
Right.
If that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
But the part that we're considering is whether or not it's 30 feet from the right-of-way, not from the curb. Correct?
The setback
right.
required, Tracy can confirm this, but setbacks are measured from the right-of-way or the property line, not from the curb.
Right, so we're at 17 feet from the property line.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure everyone understands that properly. Okay.
All of these figures are getting me so confused. This drawing that you have is goes like this on here, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're seeing is 17 feet from the property line is this 17 feet that's measured written right on there.
Correct.
Okay.
It's more than 17 feet to the actual physical curb.
Right. Right. I was there this afternoon and saw that. I didn't think there was any real concern about that 17 feet, although I see that's within the 30 feet. But this to the property line on the what I think is like the southwest side. This is not true north and south. And so what's the southwest side appears to me to be awful close to the property line now, and that's where I think our major concern is, right? Tracy, is that?
Point out the corner here that you're really.
I'm concerned. This area here is really the current buildings are right there at what is the property line.
Right. If you can see this original this hash line that you can see on the ground, that's where they sit right now.
Yeah.
And they're about. Oh, I think 3.5 feet. I think
away from there.
Yes. So, the 30-foot setback from the rear property line is that dash line there.
Take it all the way to the dash.
Yeah. But they're pushing them back. 12.6 feet will be the edge of. So they're actually going further north.
That's what their request is.
Yes. Yeah. So they won't be as tight on that south property line as they are now. They'll be pushed up about 10 feet, 10 point whatever feet.
Thank you.
Yeah. The proposed garage would be 244 by 22. Is that a standard size for 24 stalls? Is that larger than normal?
No, that's standard.
Okay.
If I may interject, and Tracy, your administrator, had emailed me a copy of your standards, and actually garages need to have a minimum of 10-foot width. So 24 units, 24 stalls, 244 feet.
Okay.
Plus one of them has to be an ADA stall.
Exactly.
So that's where you get the extra 4 feet. Yeah.
And then I don't know if anyone else has more questions. I have a few more. We're looking to the location of the drive of the proposed garage would change the amount of area between the existing open parking spaces up to 25 feet. Okay. Again, is that what's the normal distance for that to allow people in and out? Are we following what is typical, or are we pushing it one direction or another?
Well, you're increasing it because the garages right now are much closer than the 25 feet. But a standard parking lot aisle is 25 feet.
Okay. Thank you.
Currently, the cars that park have to park at an angle in order to even give any space for traffic to go through there.
It's very tight to park a car in that much space.
And so I see that as an advantage. However, if we went to the 30-foot setback, you'd lose all of that parking spot.
Correct.
The cement, the ground, the asphalt is in horrible shape. And I can imagine once you get those buildings off, it'll be in much more horrible shape. That's going to have to all be resurfaced and to code.
And sloped.
And sloped, yeah. There's area there to, yeah.
Is there any concern with the power pole that's in the southeast corner, and with it being so close to the edge of the proposed garage, where it gets that last stall may have some issues, or we may have just someone there to hit the pole. That caught my attention.
Yeah, it's close, and you know we wish that pole wasn't there, but it's there, and moving that pole is not cost effective.
I was going to ask that. What's involved with getting that power underground, or if that's even possible?
I don't know that that's possible. I know that any time you propose to the power company to relocate one of those, the cost is on you. And I can't tell you how many wires or what phase that is, but the more wires, the higher the phase, the more expensive it gets.
Yeah.
You know, and I think access to that end stall, you know, is going to be from the northwest. I don't think people using that end stall will probably not attempt to do it coming in off of West Briar. I would guess that they would come in off the Andalusia and turn into that stall.
We can't assume.
I can certainly ask the manager, but maybe they'll make that the manager's parking stall.
My concern is that we're increasing the amount of traffic that's very close to it.
Yeah. And especially with the guy wires.
How long would it take to get the work done? When would you propose to start it?
You know, I can't honestly answer that question. I would say that there's, from what I've seen on how quickly they can build these, that it could be done this fall. I don't know if they're planning to do it this fall.
My concern is snow removal, where people would park if it were to be done once we get to that point.
Yeah, I really don't know the timing of that. I'm going to guess that a lot depends on your decision today.
Okay, so we don't know how long it would take from start to finish.
Start to finish to build a garage?
Well, tear down, rebuild, repave.
Well, paving would have to happen before deer season, because that's when our asphalt plants shut down. You could certainly build that before deer season. But I don't know that that's the owner's intent, so I guess I can't answer the question.
Okay. Does anyone else have
I have a question about what is the owner proposing to do in the back of that garage between that building and between the proposed garage and the Four Seasons?
Lawn. Green space.
Green space.
It looks like currently the drive area is asphalt and the garage area is concrete.
No, I think it's just really faded asphalt.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I can see that the drive area is asphalt, but is the garage asphalt or concrete?
Oh, the garage floor.
Oh, the garage?
Yeah. We should have a picture of that. I want to say concrete.
It looks like
the garage floor is concrete.
Yeah. So, in terms of those surfaces, what all is going to be replaced? Is there any plan for that right now?
Well, all the concrete in the old garage is obviously going to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
The new garage would have a concrete floor.
Okay.
And then, you know, the asphalt that's directly affected by this construction obviously would be replaced.
All of it, not just that.
I don't know where the
there's a catch basin in that immediate
area.
Yeah,
well, I'm talking now about the asphalt drive area along the existing garages. Is that going to be simply resurfaced? Is it going to be replaced? What's going to happen with that?
I would say replaced, because you're gonna dig up a considerable amount of it just by removing those garages.
Yeah, that would seem to make sense to redo everything.
And the asphalt that's there is very old.
I can see that.
And including the current parking.
I believe right now the driveway is asphalt, right?
Yes.
So with the change, if the asphalt is coming out, then it would have to be concrete apron and a concrete driveway to meet those standards, so that will have to be changed.
Well, so the asphalt that's there now that would be replaced with concrete?
It would be, yes.
Just in the driveway?
Just the driveway, yeah. The driveway and the driveway apron would have to be concrete. That's a standard.
Okay.
So that first piece from the road about 6 feet up to the where the sidewalk would all be concrete.
And then the rest would be asphalt, except where the garage is, the floors would be concrete.
Correct.
So you're saying, Tracy, the drive aisle, what's identified as drive aisle, that could be asphalt?
Yes. The thing that we would require, and it's similar to what's going on right now off of St. Joseph at the Brenham Buick site, all those driveways going out of there were asphalt. And with the redevelopment in that area, they have to put a concrete apron in now. So it would be probably the first 6 to 8 feet will be concrete. And then from then on, then they can go back to asphalt again. But just for plowing and for durability, we require that when it's adjacent to the roadway.
Okay.
Are there more questions from the board?
Tracy, are there any requirements, as long as they have one parking place in the garage for each residence, is there any requirement what's needed for more parking spaces in addition to that?
There is.
It seems to me I remember that there's a code for that, too.
Yeah, there is one enclosed parking space required and then one open.
So in other words, every apart or unit needs to have two parking spots, one covered and one not.
Yes.
Is there enough room for the 24 spots?
I think this design is for 24 spots on the garage.
But in the parking, I don't see 24 spots in the drawing.
I don't either, and I don't think it's there now. It looks to me, if you look at the aerial,
yeah,
it looks like they have some parking spots over along the drive that comes in that parallels Riverside.
Yeah.
And I assume that's where they're making it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure of that.
Yes, it is. I've seen it.
I saw some parking over there, but can that be called parking as long as that's really a drive into the...
Yeah, but there's spaces off to the side, designated spaces off to the side of it.
If you look at the aerial that... it widens.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it widens. Maybe you could get five cars at the most in that spot. In that.
Looks like maybe six to me.
I don't think that gets 24 spots, though.
Looks like gets it to about 22.
Is that something we address today?
Well, I don't think anyone's asked for a variance on parking spaces, so I mean, my tendency, frankly, you got a bad situation there now. It's hard to believe that it got approved the way it did when it was built. But
yeah.
The current plan, I think, improves a bad situation, frankly.
But we can't grant a variance just on that basis, though.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, if the garages need to be replaced, clearly the pavement needs to be replaced. If the garages need to be replaced, and it looks like they do, so what do you want to do? Do you want to say that we can't grant it and you should continue with a situation that's worse than what you're asking us to do?
I hear you.
I'd have a problem with that.
Seems like we're down that road every time we meet.
Well, sometimes we are, but I guess I would say that there's a unique property limitation that results from this having been approved years ago when it was built.
Right, I agree with that.
If I could improve on that, that's what I'd like to do, and I think this does improve on it. And my inclination would be to approve this, but subject to replacement of all the paved areas back there, and whatever their situation is on their parking requirements, which I don't know what it is. I mean, nobody's asked for a variance on that, and so I don't know if maybe they're grandfathered on their outside parking now, mm-hmm. or just what. I don't know, but I mean, I'm not going to address it if I haven't been asked to, and I haven't been asked to. Mm-hmm. So, to me, that's up to the village inspection people to determine.
That's all I have. Sharon, do you have anything to add, or are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I got to believe that pulling out in and out of those garages is an unnecessary hardship.
Oh, yeah. Currently.
Well, and it's a dangerous situation with such a narrow space between the surface parking and the garage as well.
Yeah. It's not a good situation.
No.
We don't have anything to do with the storm sewage drain off, do we?
You don't have to worry about that, okay. But when they come in and they get a building permit, our building inspector as well as our public works director will be checking on that and make
okay.
sure that's handled properly.
Because it appears now that it's just covered with rock now.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want water sitting in their garages, so they're going to have to be going to properly set those things up so everything drains where it's supposed to.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I guess the only other condition would be that, in fact, as they state, that area to the south of the existing garages, or the area south of the new garage, is where you turn into green space.
And I know people aren't going to be going 50 miles an hour, but is anyone else concerned about the power pole?
Yeah.
I think it's in the wrong place to begin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So be it. That's where it is.
Okay. Would it be unreasonable to suggest if we move these garages to the northwest by a few feet to avoid that power pole, then that 17-foot number would decrease by 3 feet? Is that worse?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
He wants to move it this way. He wants to move it more this way.
I'm sorry.
So that the power pole isn't so close over on the other end.
The power pole is over here, right?
See? Here's the power pole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That thing is so cockeyed, I don't understand. Yeah, the power pole is down.
Mm-hmm.
the opposite end of this.
You know, you think that that should be within the setback rather than...
It should be what?
In the setback.
Yeah.
It should be a little bit to the east, I think that would be.
I agree.
We'd have to, I think, restart the process if we changed the requested variance.
No, I understand.
Yeah, that's true. We probably have to start over.
Yeah, notify the residents again.
Yeah.
Right. Tell myself.
Yeah, I've hit those.
Gonna do more. They work.
Yeah. They work.
That's a good idea.
Protect a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you call it? A bumper post?
Bollard, I called it, but Jeff called it a bumper post.
Bollard.
Bollard.
B-O-L-L-A-R-D.
B-O-L-L-A-R-D.
That'd make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Any other discussion points? Then do we have a motion to approve or reject the proposal?
I'll move to approve it along the lines of what I stated. Replacement of the pavement, green area to the south of the new garage. If they damage it, they're going to have to pay for it. So, I would think it would be in their interest to put that there.
Okay.
I would second the motion if that. Wording about replacing the pavement was a little more specific. I would like that to include, make sure that it's included the parking spots that are there, the drive aisle, you know, the whole bit, not just that which is immediately around the garage, the new garage. Like, how can we word that?
If I could suggest, I believe the asphalt along the east side of the building has been replaced. So if you want to just change your motion to say replace the asphalt south of the building.
South of the building? Okay.
Yeah, that would cover it.
Okay.
And, of course, you're going to have to comply with all other codes.
Yeah.
That goes without.
With all of that, I'll second the motion.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Now, we're using the unnecessary hardship and the unique property limitation results?
We have to use all three.
We have to use all three?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Protection of public interest.
Next on the agenda, announcements. I'm not aware of any at this time. Okay. And do we have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting's adjourned.